Welcome back to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast, where we talk all things health, wellness, longevity, and of course, biohacking. I'm your host, Jenny Jones, and today we're diving into the fascinating world of longevity, biohacking, and cellular health with my guest, Chris Burrs, the founder of MyVitalC. Chris is a scientist and entrepreneur who has spent decades researching ESS60, a Nobel Prize-winning molecule with profound health benefits. In this episode, we'll explore the science behind ESS60, its impact on mitochondrial function, oxidative stress, sleep, and longevity, and how it became a powerful supplement for optimizing health. Chris also shares his insights into his own biohacking routine, longevity hacks, and how to fuel your body for peak performance. If you're looking for cutting-edge ways to enhance energy, improve recovery, and extend health span, this episode is for you. So now let's dive into this fascinating episode with Chris. Okay, so welcome to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. I'm so excited for this episode because we are with Chris Burrs, and you are a Nobel Prize winning scientist and founder of MyVitalC.
Hold on 1 second. I am not a Nobel Prize winning scientist. That is an accolade that I cannot take credit for. The molecule that we work with is a Nobel Prize winning molecule.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for clarifying that. Yeah, so tell us about this molecule that was discovered and all the benefits. I want to hear the backstory. I don't actually know much about ESS60, and I guess it's been around for a while as well. So there's information out there that people have no idea. So I want to hear all the benefits, the research behind it, and how you got to this space.
Yeah. Well, first, Jenny, so glad to be connecting with you, kind of connecting with your audience. It's kind of fun. So you'll be a newbie. I think your approach should be like, there's probably no way this is real as I'm going through this story, and maybe I'll convince you otherwise. Because it took me a while, actually, to really be comfortable with where I've landed. So if we go back to the very beginning, I've been manufacturing this molecule. So I'm holding up a model of a molecule. If you're listening, this is a podcast, so you have lots of people who are probably just listening. And if you imagine a soccer ball, where the lines on the soccer ball represent the bonds between the carbon atoms, you have a spherical molecule of 60 carbon atoms.
Okay.
This molecule was discovered in 1985 at Rice University. That's here in Houston, where we're based. And the three scientists who discovered it won the Nobel Prize for that discovery. So not me, but the three scientists who discovered this molecule won the Nobel Prize.
Okay.
So, and interestingly, my business partner and I started manufacturing this molecule in 1991. So a full 5 years before they were awarded the Nobel Prize. Now, part of the reason they were awarded the Nobel Prize is this molecule is absolutely amazing. First, it's the first closed cage molecule ever discovered, right? So there's no bonds that are just hanging out in the air. They're all attached to something else inside the molecule. So you get this closed cage molecule. It's interesting.
Explanation of a molecule, because I have realized most people are not down the biohacking, science space. So like even just the basics of like a molecule, what is a molecule for any listener?
Yeah. So, I mean, when you start thinking about what puts together a molecule, you've got atoms, right? Think of our periodic chart where we've got all these charts of different atoms and how they interact, and are they metals or semi-metals, or are they noble gases? And then a molecule is just when you start combining different atoms on the periodic chart into something that's stable, right? You might be able to force them into the same area of each other, but if it's not stable, then you would not call that a molecule. And so molecules are kind of you got the building block of everything in the universe is atoms. And then the next step up is molecules. And then you start to get kind of more like crystals and full kind of formations. If you think about the biohacking space, you think about, everyone's often familiar with NMN, nicotinamide mononucleotide. That is a molecule. Now, I don't know its particular chemical formulation, but it is a molecule. It certainly has carbon in it, and it's got a lot of other components that are attached in a shape. that is definitely not closed cage like this ESS60 molecule.
So you could say most, like, a lot of supplements are molecules.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Every supplement is going to be molecules. Whether they're going to be more complex or less complex, they're definitely going to be molecules.
So this carbon 60 is something that is like a supplement that can help our bodies.
Well, it turns out that way, but originally it wasn't thought to be that way. When you think back to 1986, when they won the Nobel Prize, the reason they won the Nobel Prize is because the molecule is amazing. It performs as well or better than the current best material in almost every application. So it makes better inks, better batteries, better tires, better photocells. And these are all things that people are like, wait a minute, I thought we were talking about a health supplement. I've literally never woken up in the morning, looked at my car and said, hey, there's something in that battery that I should be taking on a daily basis. And by the way, the story gets a little worse first.
I want to take a quick moment to share something that has truly been a game changer for me, TMW Longevity Supplement. Not only is a supplement packed with cutting edge, premium ingredients like hyaluronic acid for skin and joint health, lion's mane and chaga mushrooms for cognitive support, and nicotinamide and vitamin C for energy and cellular function, it also tastes amazing. I actually look forward to taking it every day. Since I started using it, I've noticed a real glow to my skin, and I feel more energized and vibrant. And what's even more impressive, the founder of TMW Longevity improved several biomarkers without changing anything else in his lifestyle, just by taking this supplement. That speaks volumes about the quality and effectiveness of what's inside. This isn't your average supplement. The founder was committed to creating a product that's not only packed with the highest quality ingredients, but also ensures maximum absorption through real liposomes. It's not just about what's in the bottle, it's about making sure your body actually absorbs the benefits from every ingredient, no money wasted. If you want to boost your energy, support your healthy aging, and feel amazing, this is the one to try. You can find them at all Erewhon locations, visit their website at tmwlongevity.com, or check out their Instagram at tmw.longevity. And as a special thank you to my listeners, you can use my code BHB for an exclusive discount. Just head over to the link in the show notes and enter BHB at checkout to claim your savings. Take the step toward better health and see the difference for yourself. So now let's get back into this episode.
So one of the shapes on the exterior of the soccer ball shaped molecule is reminiscent of benzene. Okay. Now, benzene is a molecule that is ubiquitous in our society. Without benzene, we don't have modern society. If you just glance around you, anything that is plastic has benzene as a foundational molecule, and then other things are added to it. A lot of detergents have benzene as the foundation, and then a lot of medicines, like aspirin is a very well-known one, it has benzene as the base. Now, the problem with benzene is when it's all by itself, it's known to be carcinogenic and known to be toxic. So because that shape exists on the exterior of this cage, they assumed that this ESS60 molecule would be toxic. They put it in a toxicity study. Instead of being toxic, the test subjects that they gave it to, in this case, it was Wistar rats, lived 90% longer than the control group. So the single longest longevity experimental result on mammals in history is because of a molecule I've been manufacturing since 1991, dissolved in olive oil. And actually, our lab provided the material, and our lab is mentioned in that original study.
So does it need to be fast? So it's fat soluble? Is that why it's in olive oil?
Exactly. You can have the powder, which would be a black crystalline powder in your hand. You can consume it as long as it's processed properly. So ESS60 is processed properly. And because it's not water soluble, you would just excrete it, right? It would just go through with minimal bioavailability. As soon as you start dissolving it in an oil, like an olive oil, an avocado oil, or an MCT oil, then you break apart those crystals. Those crystals dissolve, kind of like sugar or salt crystals. When you put them in water, the crystals are gone. You're down to the individual molecules of sugar or salt, right? And the same happens with this ESS60 molecule. When you put it in an oil, it will dissolve, and you'll get down to the monomolecular level. So each one of these molecules is hanging around all by itself in this lipid, in this oil, and then it's significantly more bioavailable.
So I keep hearing these studies of rat studies saying that their supplement, like Fatty 15, Timeline Nutrition, saying that they have the longest longevity study on rats. Have you compared any of these studies? Because I feel like I keep interviewing people and they're all saying the same thing.
So I interviewed Dr. Singh with Timeline, right, about urolithin A. That's their particular molecule. When I was preparing for that, I would have come across the fact that they had a longer longevity experimental result. So I think no. I think urolithin A is, it's a postbiotic, something that your gut bacteria will create as it's kind of munching on the food that we give it. And I think that particular molecule is very valuable. It's focused on mitophagy. So actually killing mitochondria, which we'll probably talk about today, killing off mitochondria that are no longer serving their purpose.
So
then the other molecule, what was the other molecule you mentioned?
Fatty 15.
I did look at Fatty 15. I'm not aware of a longevity study. To my knowledge, on mammals, this is the single longest longevity experimental result in history.
So what was the study? Because I'm curious, was this just one study as well? Have they done multiple studies? And are they eventually going to do a study on people?
Well, so that's a great question, right? Let me describe the study a little bit further. And actually, I'm going to throw in, there's a couple of interesting wrinkles in the study.
Is your healthcare organization struggling to maintain a healthy, qualified workforce? Burnout stress and overwhelming demands are driving talented professionals out of the field, impacting patient care, staff retention, and overall well-being. As someone deeply immersed in the health and wellness space, I see this firsthand, doctors, nurses, and providers giving everything to their patients while neglecting their own health. When healthcare teams are stretched too thin, the entire system suffers. That's why Evoke was created. Developed by Evoke researchers, this digital wellness platform is designed specifically for healthcare organizations to support their workforce. Backed by expertise in psychological health, neuropsychology, clinical science, and digital health solutions, Evoke provides evidence-based tools to help healthcare teams regain balance, resilience, and well-being. If your organization is committed to retaining top talent, preventing burnout, and fostering a culture of wellness, connect with an Evoke specialist today. Invest in the health of those who care for others. Visit evokeforwork.com, that's E-V-O-K-E, number4work.com, to learn more about implementing Evoke for your team. So if you are struggling to stay focused, get more done, and have steady energy all day, I might have the answer. Most supplements don't actually support long-term performance. They're packed with fillers, synthetics, and isolated ingredients that just don't work together. However, a new supplement I have been taking for months now has made all the difference, and that is Cellimentals Complete. The founder has been in the supplement industry for nearly 40 years, creating formulas designed to fuel your body with real bioactive nutrients that work synergistically for lasting impact. No shortcuts, no crashes, just true cellular support. It's packed with whole food ingredients like sea cucumber, rich in vitamins, minerals, and bioactive compounds for immune and joint support. Lingonberry and black currant provide antioxidants for brain health, while sea buckthorn offers omega fatty acids for skin, gut, and vitality. Plus, bovine heart and liver deliver B vitamins, CoQ10, and essential minerals to boost endurance and energy. Instead of just giving you a quick boost, Cellimentals helps reduce the demand on your cells so you can stay productive, feel good, and keep going without burning out. If you want to try out this amazing whole food supplement that truly gives your body the nutrients it craves, just go to cellimentals.com, that's cellimentals.com, and use my special discount code BHB for an extra 10% off, so you can experience a difference in your overall health, focus, and energy. Again, that's cellimentals.com, code BHB at checkout.
And by wrinkle, I mean like exciting things. So first, the study had three test groups. One test group was given water. That's the control group. One test group was given just olive oil, a high quality organic extra virgin olive oil. And then the last group was given the ESS60 molecule dissolved in olive oil, right? A typical Wistar rat will live out 32 months and will have a known amount of tumor mass in its body. So the longer it lives, the more tumor mass. That's just how the rat is bred. So the longer it lives, the more tumor mass it will have in its body. Even though the MyVitalC rats lived out to 62 months, again, 90% longer, they should have had more tumor mass. They actually had none. None of the rats in that study that were given ESS60 and olive oil had any tumor mass in them. Now, I've told this story, and some people are like, oh, cure for cancer. And the answer to that is no. And then you follow that with another no. There's a big difference between dealing with a cancer that has metastasized and actually being a cancer preventative. And we know things as simple as good exercise, good nutrition, good sleep are cancer preventative. So that aspect of the study throws it into that realm. Now, okay. The next step that is supposed to happen in the scientific process is some other organization, not the same organization, because there could be conflicts of interest. Some other organization is supposed to do that study. We're a full 13 years out. Nobody has done that. My lab is already published with the original publisher. So we're doing research and publishing papers. That's all moving in the direction of recreating that original rat study so that, and actually we have some modifications, we believe we can do even better than 90%. But that's the next step. And we're the only organization that seems inclined to do that. It is extremely expensive. You know, we're talking about a 5+ year study. One of the things about these studies is you have to invest all the money up front. And there's a very good reason for this, because they don't want to get like halfway through the study and you run out of money and then kind of without any benefit have to euthanize all the animals. Like, it's, you know, we know that we need to work with animals. That's why all kind of toxicity studies are grounded in animal studies. But you don't want to just carelessly, get animals into a study and then have to euthanize them. So that's what we're planning on doing next. As far as a human trial, you just be mindful if there's any kind of extension of, hey, maybe there's a 90% extension of life. If the average human lives 90% longer, the average human would live to 152. Now, people think, oh, 152, that's the oldest human. No. That's the average human. There would be a bell curve around 152, and the oldest human would easily get into the 200s. So that particular study will never happen. It's just not feasible. What might happen is they start looking at the data of people who are actually taking the ESS60 molecule and understanding what kind of lifespan, what impact on lifespan the ESS60 molecule has.
So how many studies have been done? How long? Was it just one study of rats one time?
So in terms of longevity, yes. And I know of an ad hoc study that they did in a rat and a mouse, right? So that was the original study was in Wistar rats. There's another study that I've heard about. It wasn't published. I trust the guy, but it's not published, who got a 92% extension of life in mice. Now, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of studies on the molecule in animal models and the benefits. And one of the more recent ones that kind of is top of my mind, it reduced inflammation in beagles, right? So it's in a more sophisticated animal than a rat, right? A more genetically sophisticated animal. And so more and more studies are continuing to come out. All of the studies that are coming out are showing it to be have a positive impact on different systems in the different animal models.
Yeah, I know, because then you can get down. I think a lot of supplement companies too are using like your biological age. And there's definitely different testings with biological age, methylation, glycation, and everything. So is that something, too, maybe you're looking at, hey, it's also improving all these other biomarkers?
Yeah, well, so I'll share two things with that. So one, I've done, at this point, one biological age test twice, and then one once. So I did glycan age. Okay. GlycanAge is focused a lot on glycation. You're familiar with them. I don't know if you've say that again.
For inflammation, it's basically kind of like an inflammation marker too. Like it's a biological, but also for inflammation. So
yes. So that particular study had me at 21. I am currently 55. I kind of joke, I don't know if I want to be younger than 21. Can I still drink? I don't know. I do like to have a glass of wine. The other test that I did was my DNAge, right?
Okay.
The first time, so I took that test twice. I'm going to try not to mess up. The first time I took the test was when I was 51 and it had me at a biological age of 59. The next time I took the test was 3 years later at 54 and it had me at a biological age of 58. So in the time span of 3 years, I had gone backwards one complete year. So I don't like that it's older, but I do like the direction it's going in.
Yeah.
So we've considered that. The most recent thing, so we did do a small human trial on sleep because our most consistent testimonial is people take the product in the morning, they report mental focus and energy during the day, and then better sleep that night. So I started going down. Actually, I was in contact with an Oura Ring consultant. He's at a University of California, San Diego. At least he used to be. I haven't been in contact with him in a while. We started this study, and then during pandemic, it turns out the Oura Ring is pretty good at identifying COVID. And so he disappeared, right? And then we've just kind of lost touch. But my company moved forward with this survey-based study on 10 participants related to sleep, because that's our most consistent testimonial. What we did, the format of the study was collect 10 days of survey data before they start the product.
Okay.
The survey data is how easy was it to fall asleep? How restless was your sleep? How good was your sleep? And how did you feel in the morning, right? So we collect 10 days of data prior to taking the product, 10 days on it, 10 days off of it, and then 10 days back on it. 100% of the participants, so all 10, it's a fairly small study, I know, we're working on more, but all 10 of the participants reported improvements of sleep when they were taking the product. The next thing that we're going to do, so I just got this result. Were you at A4M?
I was. I was also the Biohack Yourself documentary, the premiere. No, were you there?
Very cool. Yeah, I was not there. No.
Okay.
So at A4M Longevity Fest, we had a booth. A guy came up to our booth. His name is Lane. I'm trying to remember. He's Dr. Lane. That's his first name. I can't remember his last name right now. But we had met at the Dave Asprey's Biohacking Conference in Dallas. He showed up at our booth, and I actually recorded a video of him saying this. He says, Chris, I don't care if my patients, because he's been giving it to a lot of his patients, I don't care if they're pre-surgery, post-surgery, cardiovascular disease, diabetic, with cancer, your product reduces C-reactive protein appreciably in 4 to 6 weeks. Now, you I think know, but C-reactive protein is an inflammatory marker. I literally have my fingers a little sore from a pen prick that I did late last week to do our first test, because we just want to know the process, and we'll start getting some people through an ad hoc study as it relates to C-reactive protein prior to taking our product. If you were interested, I'd be happy to get you on board.
Oh, so cool. Yeah, I would. So does this also improve? I mean, there's so many questions I can go down, because I saw you have different products for sleep, recovery, and all that. So first of all, does it impact certain areas of sleep? Is that what some people are saying? I get deeper sleep, better REM sleep. And then the next question is, what is the difference with your different supplements?
So if it's okay with you, what I'd like to walk through is our kind of thought process around the method of action, right? So a lot of the biohacking community is like, okay, great, that's really interesting. People are saying sleep, or they're, you know, you have these rats that live longer. Is that good?
Yeah. Because it's like, so I guess too, like, how does this molecule interact with our bodies? What is it doing to promote, you know, reduce inflammation, better sleep? How does it start acting in our body?
If you're looking for a way to fuel your body, enhance mental clarity, and support long-term vitality, meet Wild Nectar by Untamed, the ultimate superfood blend designed for women's health and performance. This isn't just another supplement. It's a real food formula packed with organic egg yolk powder, grass-fed bovine, colostrum, and L-theanine to help balance hormones, boost immunity, and provide sustained energy throughout your day. Unlike synthetic powders loaded with fillers, Wild Nectar delivers over 50 bioavailable nutrients that your body actually recognizes and absorbs. It's a perfect way to start your day strong without caffeine crashes or artificial junk. Whether you're looking to optimize your gut health, support your nervous system, or just feel more vibrant every day, Wild Nectar is your go-to solution. Try it for yourself at untamed.co. Your body deserves the best. Nourish it with Untamed Wild Nectar.
So I'll tell you the story. Let me start here, right? This study comes out in 2012, and the rats have lived 90% longer.
Okay.
In mid-2013, we start getting phone calls from these crazy, wacky people who call themselves biohackers, which I can now say they're crazy and wacko because I am one now.
All that stuff, yeah.
And they were like, I saw this study. How much of this stuff should I be consuming? And my business partner and I, at the time, we weren't in the health industry. I wasn't a biohacker. And my business partner, like, wait a minute. Here's what we heard when they asked this. You're asking us, let's just say it was you, Jenny, and Jenny's on the phone. He's like, how much of this stuff should I take? And what I hear Jenny asking is, how much of this stuff that you guys sell to research institutions around the world to put into ink, batteries, tires, and photocells, how much of that stuff should I be consuming on a daily basis? And my business partner and I said, well, approximately zero, because yep. We're conservative scientists, carbon nanomaterial scientists. We actually added not for human consumption to our labeling in mid-2013. So think from 1991 all the way to 2013, mostly because wacky biohackers weren't involved. We didn't have to add not for human consumption to the labeling. Mid-2013, we do. Now, let's be clear, the literature showed it to be safe, right? All of the studies that were done at that time and even to today, with few exceptions, which we understand why, like I can address any of those. There's probably like two papers out there that have a bad experimental process, and it's easy to kind of dissect why it would show negative results. But at the time, everything was positive. We still put not for human consumption on our labeling, and we were getting 2 to 3 phone calls a week from people saying things like, hey, my knee pain is gone. And we were like, you mean the knee pain of your rat, right? Because it literally says not for human consumption on the labeling. And they would say, yeah. If my rat weighs 275 pounds, how much should I be giving my rat on a daily basis? And we're like, okay, like we know what's going on. My business partner and I would get together every quarter. What are we going to do with this? Do we want to be in the health supplement industry? That finally changed at about the latter part of 2017. But before we got there, I found a peer-reviewed published research paper that showed that 50% of the supplements on the market that they tested did not have in them what they said they had in them, right? This is an industry that's super different than delivering commercial quantities of carbon nanomaterials to research institutions who would then take that black powder we gave them, give it to a grad student, give it to a research assistant, and then they would make sure that we shipped them what we sold them. That doesn't, as you know, doesn't happen in the supplement market. So we kept saying, no, we don't want to be in this market. Finally, at the end of 2017, a guy with a big YouTube following started sharing all the benefits he was getting, taking it on a daily basis. And our phone went from ringing 2 to 3 times a week to 10 times a day. Now my business partner is like, okay, this is a bigger entrepreneurial opportunity than we realized. We also thought back to that paper and said, there's going to be a lot of problems in the industry because that's how supplement industry tends to go, right? You have to be very careful in that space. We asked ourselves 2 questions. The first is a moral question. Are we comfortable selling it? I take it. My wife takes it. Everybody on our team take it. By the way, it's not a requirement to work on our team to take the product. They just have access to, you know, the reviews and the research. And so they make that decision themselves. So yes, we're comfortable selling it. And then the next is legal, right? You've got the FTC, the FDA, you've got to cross T's, dot I's, and we're absolutely doing those things. So it was the beginning of 2018 that we brought this product to market. Now, my role as this was happening was, what's the method of action? Like the first thing you're going to say, great, this is really exciting. Those rats live 90% longer. Why? Like, why did they live longer?
Yeah.
And as I mentioned, our most consistent testimonial is people take it in the morning, they report mental focus and energy during the day, and then better sleep that night, which is very interesting because I'm not aware of many things that you can take in the morning and positively impact sleep at night. You can get exercise. If you exercise in the morning, you'll sleep better that night, right? You can get exposure to the sun and get your circadian rhythm in line with the rising and falling of the sun, and you will sleep better that night. But to take something, that's quite different. So our first thing was, well, if we're just helping people sleep better, then that's going to help their mental, physical, and emotional well-being. Yeah. Maybe that's it. So then we dug a little bit deeper and I, you know, kind of started digging into longevity. I'm like, hey, is a 90% extension of life even a big deal, right? Like I thought it was coming into this. I had never seen like at a GNC, extend your life by 90%, extend your life by 30%. Like if you've never seen those on supplements. So I figured 90% was a big deal. And sure enough, it's the longest longevity experimental result in history. And if there's longer ones on mammals, if there's longer ones out there, please send them to me because I'd like to understand that research. And so I started thinking, what does the medical community think about aging, right? And the medical community often, not always, often thinks of aging as an oxidative and an inflammation process, right? We have a phrase called inflammaging because inflammation has such a negative impact on our health as we get older. So we can absolutely say that we address the antioxidant piece. Actually, both we can put check marks on. There's an ad hoc study out on the web that shows us to be 172 times more powerful than vitamin C. There's peer-reviewed published research that shows us to be 125 times more powerful than vitamin C. So there's a checkbox there. And then I'll come back to that because there's some really fascinating stuff as it relates to the mitochondria and antioxidants. When it comes to anti-inflammatories, we got to be really careful. So the FDA has equated talking about inflammation, chronic inflammation, and the diseases of inflammation, which are also the diseases of aging, they're the same, right? That's talking about, so if I claim we address inflammation, chronic inflammation, then I am claiming that we fix cancer, cardiovascular disease, arthritis, and just to be clear, I am not claiming those things. And so we have to be careful how we talk about inflammation. What we can say is our product addresses inflammation related to exercise, right? This acute inflammation. So we've all worked out hard or maybe just walked longer one day and we woke up and we felt inflammation. Our product absolutely can manage that type of inflammation. We just need to do more research to be able to talk about other things. Now, with the C-reactive protein, even there, we're not going to be able to, if the results come out the way I think they're going to, according to this guy Lane, this Dr. Lane, then we're going to have a really good indication that that's true. But all we'll be able to say is that we reduce C-reactive protein. We won't be able to say we reduce inflammation, right? So that's coming down the pipe. The last thing I'll say about inflammation is we fit perfectly in an anti-inflammatory diet. That's a diet associated with the blue zone people. Those people tend to live longer, have reduced incidences of stroke, reduced incidences of heart attack. We absolutely fit in that diet. Now, I'll stop here because we've got one more new theory. But if you have any questions, you know, which I'm sure you do.
So ready. I mean, how long have you been taking this for? What have you felt the difference of? And how does this interact with our body? You know, there's supplements out there like, okay, this boosts your mitochondria, your ATP. This is a prebiotic, postbiotic, probiotic, or this is for immunity, vitamin C or something. So everyone kind of has this claim of how it's interacting with our body, of nootropics that are helping with brain health and all this. So what exactly is it doing in our body?
I think that's the kind of question on everybody's mind. when they start learning about ESS60 and start, you know, trying to understand the study. And so one of it, we believe, is that the fact that it addresses as an antioxidant and also as, at, you know, what we can say is that it addresses acute inflammation. So those two things, I think, are really important. Our current theory, we call it the BOSS theory, buffering oxidative stress system. So this is where things get really interesting, because we literally have testimonials from head to toe, and I'll share that real quick. Before I share that, I will do an FDA disclaimer. The FDA has not evaluated our product. It is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any disease. I am going to share some anecdotes. I always say, hey, it's best to assume these anecdotes won't happen for you. Go do the research and understand what's out there. And if it makes sense, then you can try it. And we'll be giving a link later for your audience in particular. We have testimonials where people are saying, hey, my hair is growing back in places it hasn't grown. It's growing back original hair color. That's amazing. That's the head part. The toe part is, we actually worked with this influencer who at one point in his life was a Navy SEAL, right? So that kind of rigorous, you know, soldier. When he was 5 years old, a crab bit his big toe and split his big toenail at 5 years old. At 65, after he started taking our product, that toenail healed. So we literally have head-to-toe testimonials. And again, one of my jobs is to try and figure out what's going on head-to-toe. So
say, if anyone's watching, you look amazing for your age, your skin, your hair, everything. You are the testimonial of longevity.
Thank you. And my wife, too. When we go to conferences, people are blown away by my wife.
Yeah, I mean, you can always tell when someone's aging well, too. Also with their brain health, as well as like how fast they are, how functioning they are. And you can tell you're very like, you know, on top of it. And that's why I love this space, too, because people are just, the healthier you become, kind of your brain works better, your body works better. And then also the physical, that outer physical as well is a benefit, but also internally you can see that as well. So how long have you been taking this supplement then?
So I started taking it in earnest, like on a regular basis, in 2018.
Okay. And
let me share this fascinating BOSS.
Your hair start growing back? Did you always have like good complexion, good skin, or did you notice all these benefits after you started taking it?
So I've always been pretty healthy, right? So I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I was a disaster ogre, and then I started taking this and like everything got better. I have been pretty healthy. I played semi-professional soccer. So I've had a mind towards health all along. Where I can say it has excelled for me. So if I think about my own personal testimonials, I'll share this one. It's related to sleep. I embarrassingly have to admit, I used to take two naps before noon on Saturdays and Sundays. And the way that would work is my wife and I have twins, and when they were younger, they would watch cartoons. I would wake up with them, lay on the couch. They would physically sit on top of me to watch cartoons, which is a great parenting technique, by the way, because if they get up to go cause problems, I know about it. And I would take my first nap. Then we would go downstairs for breakfast, come back, resume the position, and I would take my second nap. And, if we were out doing something, we had some activity, this wouldn't happen. But I would take two naps before noon on Saturdays and Sundays. When I started taking this on a regular basis, and I'll give you another kind of story about that, but they were about the same age when I started taking this, and we would get into the position where they're watching cartoons and I'm sleeping, and I just wouldn't go to sleep. Like I just wasn't tired. And so positive impact on sleep. Does that mean I'm sleeping deeper at night? Does that mean I have more, you know, what is the piece in the circle? Does that mean that my mitochondria are functioning better? And I'm going to talk about that here in a second. So that's important. The other thing, it's important to get this into your daily routine, because when I started taking this on a regular basis, on a more regular basis, if I got to the middle of the afternoon and I was thinking to myself, oh, I need another cup of coffee or I need to take a nap, I could always look back and I hadn't taken my vital C that morning. And so I now have it, and just to share, it's in my coffee routine. So I go have, and by the way, I used to drink more coffee. I just drink one cup of coffee now. I don't drink two or more.
Are you ready to step up your health game? I'm excited to share an exclusive offer from Vivo Barefoot. The pioneers in barefoot footwear designed to bring you closer to nature and improve your overall well-being. Vivo Barefoot shoes are crafted to promote natural movement, enhance your posture, and strengthen your feet. Whether you're hitting the trails, the gym, or just walking around town, these shoes are the perfect companion for your biohacking journey. And the best part, as a Biohacker Blondie listener, you get an exclusive 10% off your purchase with the special discount code BHB. Just enter BHB at checkout and enjoy the benefits of barefoot living. Ready to take the next step? Head over to the link in the show notes or visit biohackerblondie.com to grab your pair of Vivo Barefoot shoes today. Your feet will thank you. I also want to share with you my favorite skincare brand, Young Goose. I recently had an amazing conversation with the founder, Emma Tay, on the podcast, and I can't stop raving about their incredible product line. Young Goose is the number one biohacking skincare brand, and for good reason. Their products are designed to work at the cellular level, providing unparalleled results. I love every product in their line, from their serums to their moisturizers. Everything is formulated with the highest quality ingredients and innovative technology. And here's something special for my listeners. Young Goose has generously provided a discount code just for you. Use the code BHB10 at checkout to get 10% off your purchase. Make sure to check the show notes or the link and the code. Treat your skin to the best biohacking skincare out there with Young Goose and experience the transformation for yourself. Are you looking for a convenient and effective way to experience the benefits of peptides without the need for injections? Look no further than Level Up Health, my go-to brand for meticulously stacked oral peptides designed for maximum benefit. Their offerings include powerful options like liver support, gut repair, and BPC-157, and they just launched their latest innovation, Neuro Regenerate, perfect for supporting brain health and cognitive function. Whether you're at home or traveling, these oral peptide stacks provide a hassle-free solution to boost your wellness journey. Ready to try them out? Head over to levelup.health.com, that is levelup.health.com, and use the code BIOHACKERBLONDIE, that is BIOHACKERBLONDIE, yes, just with an I, at checkout to receive 10% discount. The details and links will also be available in the show notes. Don't miss out this opportunity to elevate your health with Level Up Health's premium peptide stacks.
So I do kind of a bulletproof thing, right? A little MCT, no ghee. I don't want those calories. And while that's blending, and I put about a teaspoon and a half of our MCT product in our coffee, in my coffee. And then I'll take a teaspoon and a half of our olive oil product. So that's kind of the story about where I am. Now, what do we think's going on? Why do we think sleep is improving? It's because of this BOSS theory, buffering oxidative stress theory. I have a fun analogy at the end of the science here, so bear with me. We know from peer-reviewed published research that this ESS60 molecule gets into the mitochondria, right? We also know from way back in the 90s, when this was discovered, that it can hold up to 6 negatively charged particles, right? So let's walk through this buffering oxidative stress system theory. Yeah. So mitochondria, right? The powerhouse of every cell. Every cell in your body has between 50 and 5,000 mitochondria, except for your blood cells, which have 0, and your brain and nerve cells, which have 2 million. That's how much energy our nervous system uses compared to the rest of our systems, right? Just like any power source, right? Mitochondria is the powerhouse of every cell. Just like every other power source we're familiar with, there are negative byproducts. Your car going down the road has exhaust. Your power plant has smoke coming out of that chimney, right? There are negative byproducts. In the case of mitochondria, it's reactive oxygen species. These are negatively charged particles that are produced in the process of creating the energy. ATP is the energy for our cells. Now, internal to the mitochondria, we have two key antioxidants. We've got glutathione and melatonin, which are there to manage the reactive oxygen species. But we all know through whatever stress, whether it's phone call stress, email stress, physical stress, our cold shower stress, our sauna stress, that our mitochondria can get overwhelmed. And when they do, those reactive oxygen species become more numerous than the glutathione and melatonin. And now these reactive oxygen species are doing what we call oxidative damage, that oxidative stress. I think of them like little bumper cars just running around rusting and damaging everything they hit.
Yeah.
This is where the ESS60 molecule comes in. When those mitochondria are overwhelmed, this can hold up to 6 negatively charged particles. 6 of those reactive oxygen species is our theory. So they can't run around like little bumper cars and do any damage. And then the mitochondria, when it replenishes the glutathione and melatonin, it can then now manage those reactive oxygen species appropriately. So here's my fun analogy. It's Mardi Gras. It's the end of Mardi Gras. We're on Bourbon Street. We got these drunk reactive oxygen species running around, smashing up cars and windows and doing all sorts of damage, rusting everything. And the New Orleans Police Department, the glutathione and melatonin, come in and handcuff themselves to these reactive oxygen species and get them off of Bourbon Street, right? But what do they do when they get overwhelmed? They put them in a paddy wagon. Right? This ESS60 molecule holds on to those reactive oxygen species until the New Orleans Police Department can replenish the glutathione and replenish the melatonin so that they can grab those reactive oxygen species and get them off of Bourbon Street. And that's why we say that this ESS60 molecule is the boss.
I like that analogy.
Oh, and one other point, which is kind of fascinating, right? Again, our most consistent testimonial is sleep. What's one of the antioxidants in the mitochondria managing the reactive oxygen species? Melatonin.
Yeah, super important. I mean, sleep is kind of the holy grail of longevity and health, right? We're detoxing. It kind of gives our structure for the next day. And just there's so much going on. So like, I know like Brian Johnson is huge on sleep. I give him so much applause on his sleep scores.
Yes. Yeah.
And I also know it's more difficult when you get older because you're not, maybe your pineal gland has plaque buildup and you're not producing melatonin. And, you know, and glutathione is like also the holy grail of every functional medicine doctor. They're like, detox, antioxidant, like get those things going. So the importance of these things is just, it's all around kind of feeding our health, right? So sleep is like the foundation of health.
The pineal gland is also rich in mitochondria, kind of richer. I don't think it's as high as your brain cells and your nerve cells, but it is rich. And again, if we're helping, really kind of the right framing is we're helping reduce the negative impact of overstressed mitochondria, right? And in this modern era, we're constantly have overstressed mitochondria. In fact, he was at the booth. I wish you had stopped by. That would have been really cool to have a conversation with you face to face. But at our booth, we have a guy named Anthony Kunkel. He's a 2-time U.S. ultra running champion. So he run a U.S. championship at 50 miles and at 100K, which is 62 miles. And he loves the product. That guy is stressing his mitochondria to a level that you and I aren't interested in. One, he's running 120 miles a week. I tend, when I do run, I'll jog or do sprints. I love sprints. But I usually go for about 2 miles. I would have to train 60 times a week at my 2-mile pace, you know, at my 2-mile distance to reach what he's doing. And what he shares, which is absolutely fascinating, my first phone call with him went like this. He said, Chris, I was taking one serving of your product and I didn't really notice anything. But when I tripled it, wow. This could be the difference between somebody having a running career instead of running as a hobby. And what he went on to say was, I believe this doesn't improve exercise recovery. I believe it prevents damage in the first place. Because at the last 5 miles of a 50-mile run, by the way, a phrase you don't hear very often, where strength and stability used to be a problem, they're now not a problem. That's how he describes it. And by the way, if you're reducing the negative impact of your mitochondria that's struggling to produce energy for this poor guy's muscles and heart and everything, then you're going to end up in a better place.
Yeah, that's a big one. So when will people start noticing benefits and the dosage, I guess? So do you take it now 3 times the dose? How much are you taking a day since you have complete access to it? And if someone's just starting to take the supplement, when will they maybe notice some of these benefits?
Yeah, so our recommended serving is 1 teaspoon, which is 5 mils. The product comes in, right, our box, and there's a bottle in here, and it also comes with a medicine cup, so you can take that 5 mils kind of accurately. I take probably about 7.5, so a teaspoon and a half. That's what, 5 mils is a teaspoon, so I'm taking about 7.5 mils or a teaspoon and a half in my coffee of the MCT in the coffee, and then I'm taking a teaspoon and a half of the olive oil. How quickly do people see response? It's kind of interesting. We have 1 testimonial video from a lady who started in the morning, took her video, provided the video that night, and she said, "Listen, I didn't finish my cup of coffee today." If you're a coffee drinker, when you don't finish your cup of coffee, that was same day impact, right? And we do get that from time to time. And then I'm going to share this testimonial. It's a little bit longer, and it's a little fun. It also includes the worst testimonial about a supplement you'll ever hear, but I'm about to share it. Gwen, she's based here in Houston. She's one of our largest distributors, and she originally ordered the product for her dog. She had no intention of taking the product. She had just heard about it, ordered it for her dog. She noticed such a profound difference in her dog that she decided to start taking it herself. And then I was recording a video with her, and she said, "If you had asked me at the 3-month mark if I'd noticed anything, my initial gut response would have been, no, I haven't noticed anything." But then I took stock of my life, and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm working later. I'm waking up earlier. I was never a morning person. And then here's the worst testimonial about a supplement ever. I cleaned my garage. Now, we don't use that in any marketing material, but the garage, like cleaning your garage is, whether it's how long, what an irritating task it is, me sleeping on, not taking a nap gets the garage clean. Like that extra energy gets the garage clean. Sometimes, it's the emotional baggage that might be in your garage. She got that clean. It gives you a perspective, because if the thing that is easiest to notice is that you get better, whether it's deeper or a little bit more sleep, that can be hard to understand in the grand scheme of things, right? Because most of us get an hour, not Brian Johnson, he gets exactly the same amount of sleep, but most of us, we'll get an extra hour tonight, 1 hour less, the weekends maybe even less. And if you just start getting 1 hour more of sleep consistently, you won't really notice, right? Like it won't be top of your mind unless you're looking at your Oura Ring data or whatever, but you just won't notice. And then months later, so we do have maybe 10% of our customers are like, "I didn't really notice anything. I want to turn my prescription subscription," because they're on subscriptions, most of our customers. "I want to turn that off entirely." And then like 10 days, I'll share another testimonial, but in 10 days, they're like, "Oh, now I know what I'm missing. Get me back on the subscription." And the 10-day one is, I have a business coach who said for 50 years, he needed an alarm clock to wake up. When he started taking My Vital C, he wakes up before the alarm clock.
Isn't that so crazy? Like, I mean, I used to be that person too, where I woke up feeling exhausted. I needed my coffee. I needed like hours to wake up, start functioning. And it's not until I really got into biohacking and cleansing mold and doing all of the crazy protocols that I was like, that's not normal. We should be functioning at high level most of the day, getting good night's sleep, waking up energized, going to the bathroom, these things that we have made not normal. Like we've normalized being sick, unhealthy, and not being energized. And yeah. I think that is like, you know, same. I love methylene blue because it supports my mitochondria. I love all these things because, you know, energy is like life, right? Like the more energy you have, the better you can think, the better you can do things. But so I think a lot of people too want a supplement that just is like that instant, like a vitamin B shot or something. And they want that energy right then and there. And they want to feel like, or caffeine, where you're just like, I'm ready. But, you know, and I think that's what some supplement companies have a hard time with, like Timeline Nutrition. They get a lot of questions about that because it's a postbiotic. It helps with your mitochondria and kind of emptying to let NAD and all these things into the cells. But a lot of people question it because it's not that instant gratification. But you notice it if you're taking it every day for 3 months or so. So all these supplements are a little different, you know?
I've got a funny story with that. We actually had a marketing expert who kind of dug in, you know, how marketing experts were kind of dig into the company and the product and understanding. And they're this wasn't a strong recommendation. So they're not like bad people. But there was like, maybe you need to include a laxative in your product so that when they take it, they feel something. And I was like, you know what? I understand what you're saying, right? Like that might be, you know, be an interesting story, but we're not going to do that.
I know. You can do it with methylene blue. You're like, oh, okay, I'm peeing blue now.
Yeah. Which is kind of trippy, right?
Right. Yeah. So what is the difference with, you have different products on your website. So what is the difference with them? It's all the same basics of ESS 60.
Yes. And in fact, they're exactly the same, right? So you're talking, yeah. So you're talking about an exercise recovery. We have a party recovery. By the way, you were asking like what dosing? I do like to have wine. And when my brother was in town recently, we were drinking bourbons. And when that's going to happen, I take extra servings because
beforehand? It helps.
Before, if it's a really long night, during, and then in the morning. The impact, actually, the story was first told to me by one of our employees who went to another employee's wedding. And she shared with me, you know, Chris, like your product's kind of amazing because I really should have felt like garbage the next morning after the wedding. And I did not. And so that wasn't even on my radar. Since then, it's on my radar, and I can definitely share that. That's by the way, this is a testimonial. We're not saying this will happen to you. And so we've got exercise recovery, party recovery, focus and energy, and sleep. Those were the key four things that our customers, our crazy wacky biohacker customers, were telling us when it had not for human consumption on the labeling. When the placebo effect was at the lowest it could possibly be, right? Because there were no claims. That's when we were getting those testimonials. And so when we go to events and we want to have conversations with people, we use that packaging to start a conversation. And then we're brutally honest with like, these are the same. Like you don't want one sleep and one focus and energy. They're the same. Just get, you know, actually, this is the better kind of packaging to get. It's the most cost effective, which is the bottle.
So are you're just taking it in the morning?
Let's see. So I'll take it in the morning.
I'm actually taking half a bottle every day.
If I want, no. Sometimes if I'm doing back-to-back shows, I will take an extra shot. Sometimes on the show, just sometimes because it's a longer day. You know, sometimes maybe you've got a bunch of recordings you got to do. That'll take it out of you. So that in those cases, like I said, if I'm going to be out night imbibing, then I'll take extra. But in general, I'm taking about a teaspoon and a half of the olive oil, a teaspoon and a half of the MCT. Often with my salad, I'll have our avocado on the salad. But what I would recommend for people is that they take a teaspoon in the morning.
And what about immunity? Like, say a lot of people are getting, like, I'll feel something coming on and I kind of have my protocol to stop it in its tracks. Do you take this also, like, if you feel like a cold coming on?
I will take extra. Actually, my wife is home under the weather, so I'm taking a little bit of extra.
Yeah.
and yes, and here's the thing. I'll feel, you know, that post-nasal drip. I mean, we actually took a trip to Costa Rica and like, I felt this post-nasal drip. I'm like, oh man, I'm going to get sick. honestly, before taking this, that would wipe me out for 2 or 3 days. Like I'm a horrible sick person when I get sick, and I just sleep and like leave me alone and maybe I'll eat. That just doesn't happen anymore. So I get this tickle in my throat. I'm like, I'm going to feel like garbage the next day. I wake up the next day. You know, I can tell I have something, but I go through my day without any problems. And the other people around me are like dropping like flies. I'm getting up and going to work and taking care of business.
I love that. I also wanted to mention your book. You have a book about longevity. So you gone, live longer and better. So I definitely want to read this. It sounds amazing. So what is the book about? I just want to mention that really quick and your longevity hacks.
Oh, yeah.
For the strongest.
Yeah. So it was born out of, I've always felt like it's important to give back. As I accumulate information, give back, right? I was not in the position, prior to this becoming a health supplement, to accumulate health information, and therefore there was no reason to kind of give back. But as I'm digging in, kind of understanding this boss theory, I'm also learning about methylene blue. I'm also learning about, you know, David Sinclair, who is advocating for the medical community to think about aging as a disease, which is something that makes perfect sense to me. As I'm accumulating all this information, I always feel compelled to share it. And there's two reasons, actually. The first one's very selfish, which is as I share it, I learn it better, right? So I think when you teach is when you really know. And then just like other people should have this information. And it's out there, right? Because I'm just collecting information. I'm not doing groundbreaking research really on anything other than the ESS60 molecule, but I am collating that information and putting it in a method that in a form that people can consume. So this book, Live Longer and Better, is the story of the ESS60 molecule, how it was discovered, which was fascinating. The lead researcher who got the Nobel Prize refused to do the study that ultimately discovered the molecule on three separate times. In fact, he never authorized the study. He refused to do it. His grad student did it. That's a fascinating story, right? Like, it's just fascinating. And so I share stories like that. I share stories of like, starting a business and having a business plan that has one particular direction and literally nothing in that direction happened at all, right? So pivoting in a business. And then as we get into longevity, like, you know, what are the things, you know, who are these wacky people, Dave Asprey and Ben Greenfield and, you know, Stephen Gundry and David Sinclair I talk about. Like, let me share some of those bits and pieces. Oh, and also Matthew Walker, Why We Sleep. I don't know if you've read that book. Oh my God, that's such a great book.
Stop.
Yeah, and what an amazing speaker. There's no utterances. It's just perfect prose the whole way through.
All the sleep is good sleep.
Yeah, that's it. It's just good. It's not as, also his British accent doesn't hurt. It's easy on the ears, right? So that's what's in the book. I'm really excited about it. Fascinating thing. My co-author is a 2-time New York Times number one best-selling author, right? So it's a big deal to get onto the New York Times bestseller list. It's an exponentially harder thing to get onto the number one position of the New York Times bestselling list. And he's done it twice, so I was very happy. I got to tell my story, and he got to turn it into prose that is worth reading.
That is so cool. So what are your longevity hacks for all the listeners? I mean, you look amazing. You sound amazing, especially at your age. What are you doing? What is your typical diet?
Yeah.
Your typical supplement stack.
So let me think about it, because I don't actually have that much. That is, I'm trying things constantly, right? So I have Fatty 15 on my desk. I'm not sold about it. Like, I'm not pro or against it yet. I think there's some compelling research, but I'm not sure. So I have lots of things on my desk. Here's what I'm really confident in. One, of course, my product, ESS60 and olive oil. Next is creatine, right? So whether that's 5 grams a day, or I actually know of a guy who was suffering some PTSD, and he actually shared with me, he's doing 20 grams a day and it has significantly helped him. So whether it's 5 or 20 grams, creatine is powerful for your muscles. It's powerful for your brain. That would be something that's high on my list. Vitamin D, I think, is also something that's high on my list. So these are kind of non-negotiables. I do play around with methylene blue. I think that's hard to notice, probably similar to the potential of my product being hard to notice. I have hydrogen water. I've read some compelling research about hydrogen water. Hydrogen water is just kind of a pain, right? Like, you got to get the water in the device and you got to turn it on and then you got to drink it after. Like, it's a little bit of a pain, but that has helped up my water consumption. I don't like water. I mean, obviously I love it. Like, I want to live, but if you put what will happen with a bottle of water is it'll sit there for hours and then I'll go and take a sip. And then my body is like, oh, you really need this. Like, why, what have you been waiting for? And then I'll drink the whole bottle. And then, you know, hours later I'll drink another bottle. Like, I'm not good at sipping on water all day. So hydrogen has helped with that. Those are the non-negotiables. I do some form of exercise every single day, usually, well, it's 5+ days a week. 2 of those days are resistance training. I think you need to be lifting heavy things. It's incredibly important. At my age, sarcopenia is a thing. That's muscle wasting. You got to keep an eye on that. I have not really changed my training in the last probably 5 years. But in the last 6 to 9 months, I've put on 5 pounds of muscle by significantly increasing my protein consumption. Oh. It is hard to do. Yes. And especially, so it turns out that our body, your muscles get replenished every 3 months. And your body at a younger age is very good at taking the old muscle cells, breaking down the proteins in there and reusing them, and gets really bad at doing that around 30, probably a little bit younger. And you can mitigate that. Like, that just sounds like a death sentence in terms of muscular, size, mass, and strength. But you can mitigate that with additional protein consumption. So I'm a big believer, focus on your protein, fill in the gaps otherwise. And, you know, there's 3 primary nutrients, right? You've got proteins, fats, and carbs. One of them you do not need to live, and it's carbs. Like, you need 0 carbs to stay alive in this world. Right? That math makes a lot of sense. So focus on your proteins. And then I've been focusing on, and I'm going to continue to dive into this. I've been focusing on, fiber. How necessary is fiber? The great thing is one of the best fiber foods is actually avocado. And I'm sure somebody doesn't like avocado, but who doesn't like avocado? Just crazy people, like crazy biohackers. And then it has taken me a long time to back off. So I played semi-professional soccer. And so to go out and go for a run always meant 3 miles. And it always meant at a fairly fast pace. And I have now come to the recognition, like, if I'm training for soccer, then that's what needs to happen, because you're running on a field between 3 and 5 miles. In midfield, you're at 5 miles. So you need that conditioning. If you want to do fat burning, then you need to go slower. And that is so hard for kind of an athlete to accept. I feel like, if I go for a zone 2 bicycle ride, I kind of describe it, I feel like Pee Wee Herman running around going, "Hi, everyone." Like, it just feels so slow. It feels like not working out. But when you run at a higher pace, at an anabolic pace, I think that's right. You break down the muscle and rebuild it the next day, not for strength, right? Because it's just conditioning. You just have this kind of oscillation of muscle mass that's going back and forth. And so you're not making the progress. You're not burning the fat. You got to go slower. And that's
many people that run, they don't lose the weight that they think they should. You're struggling, you're breathing hard and all that, you think. And I do see this with a lot of runners. Unless they're doing like the marathon, like they're intense, a lot of times they won't lose the fat. That's so interesting.
But there are big people running marathons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Like there are big people who are carrying a lot of fat mass on them running marathons. So
yeah.
The running of the marathon is not the thing that kills the fat. Like it's the calorie deficit in that particular situation. But a better use of your time, if fat loss is the goal, is running at the point where you can still have a conversation, but a little bit faster, you would not be able to have a conversation, right? So depending on your fitness level, that could be a slow walk. That could be a fast walk for somebody else. But that's where you actually burn the fat. So getting that kind of treadmill at your desk, like that's where you start to get really lean. And so that's been a key focus of mine.
I love all that. Yeah, I'm all about getting your steps in too. I just think it's one of the best things you can do. You don't have to change your clothes. You don't have to be intimidated. You just want to start walking. So, and it's free. You know, so it's like helps with your blood glucose, helps with everything. I mean, of course, we got to get into the muscle and the strength and everything. But sometimes I'm just like, just start walking, you know, just start getting moving in. We're just sitting so much now. The other thing
that I really like is sprinting.
Oh.
I absolutely love sprinting. And even depending on, you know, the training day and what I've been doing, when I get on a bike, you can actually do what's called re-hit. I forget what it stands for, but it's this super high intensity and then super mellow. So it's not just HIIT training, right? Where you're going high intensity interval training. It's like super high and then drop it way down, super high for a much smaller segment, which is supposed to have a more positive impact on your VO2 max, which is a good indicator of longevity. And so on a bike, you like when you're running, there's a fear, like your body is aware, or your subconscious is aware of a fear that you could fall, right? Like you can't go 100%, but on a bike, you can actually go a lot closer to 100%. So you can actually do a lot better re-hit training on bikes. And Carol Bikes, which I don't have, I'm not representing, but they have a bike that has built-in profiles for re-hit. I love sprinting, one, because it feels so amazingly youthful, right? You remember, like, and you watch a kid, they get to the park and they just start running. And you're like, why are, like, you're not even chasing anyone. You're not being chased. Why are you running like a maniac? Same way dogs will do this. Animals will do this. And it's because it feels good. It's actually kind of working on your neurological system and how it interacts with your neuromuscular system. And I just think sprinting feels absolutely amazing. And you can actually cram a lot more, right? So I'm doing, like this morning, I did 4 20-second sprints, right? So I do a little bit of walking to get down into the kind of the bottom of zone 2 cardio between the sprints. But I actually, if you do the math, that's 80 minutes only of real training. The rest is cool down in between. I could have done that a lot faster. So you could get out there and do a 12-minute training and you will be sore. Like, believe me, don't, if you haven't done it, don't go out and try and do 90% or, you know, whatever that kind of peak sprint you are. You want to ease up into that. But it feels amazing and your abs will be sore because bringing your legs up, like it's just such a great almost full body workout.
I haven't done a sprint in a while and complete. And I'm like all about time management. You know, I think like Dave Asprey too, like I've been to his upgrade labs, like all of his equipment is kind of based off of like time management. How can you get the most out of your time? So I've done like the bike where it's like fast and then you recover and another sprint on the bike. So definitely makes sense. I need to do the sprint on the treadmill. But this was so great. So thank you so much for coming on. I could probably talk to you forever because I'm a biohacking nerd and I love all.
You're a wacky, crazy biohacker.
Yeah, I'm definitely out there. You know, I'm kind of the guinea pig. But so where can everyone find you and your book and everything? So I know you have like an Instagram. You also have a podcast as well.
Yes. Yeah. The podcast is called Live Beyond the Norms. And you can find that, you know, on all of your favorite podcast software. If you just go to livebeyondthenorms.com, you can actually find links to your favorite. And the actual videos are there also. We made a link for your audience in particular. So if they want to try some of these products, My Vital C, that C is for carbon. So myvitalc.com/biohackerblondie, right? So BHB. On that page, they'll find a coupon for $15 off of their initial order. And I'm going to give you a little bit of advice there. We do have three oils. We've got olive oil, avocado oil, and MCT. We always recommend the olive oil first, and there's two reasons for that. First is we're a science-backed organization, and all the research is in olive oil. The next is there's a higher concentration of this ESS60 molecule in olive oil. You get about 0.8 milligrams per milliliter in olive oil, about 0.6 in avocado oil, and then about 0.3 in MCT oil. So we always recommend the olive oil first.
Okay.
We offer a 25% discount on subscriptions. So even if you just want to try one bottle, go on subscription. Our customer service team has 1,000 five-star reviews on Google. They are not trained to talk you out of canceling your subscription. They're trained to help you, and they do an amazing job. And then the last thing that I'll share is the book, Live Longer and Better. Very proud of this book. You can buy it on Amazon for $20. You can find it on our website. So it's not on that landing page, that myvitalc.com/BHB. It's not on that landing page. You'll have to go through the manual structure. You can find it pretty easily. It's also on sale from our website for $20. For an additional $10, I'll sign it. 100% of that $10 fee goes to Operation Underground Railroad. You may remember the movie The Sound of Freedom, which was about trying to deal with childhood sex trafficking, a horrible topic that certainly needs to be dealt with. I happened to see him speak before, like the week before that movie launched. That movie is amazing. It's a tearjerker. It's horrible, but it's amazing what he's doing. So the full signature fee goes to Operation Underground Railroad.
So cool. I love that. So everyone go check out My Vital C. And thank you so much, Chris, for coming on the Biohacker Blondie podcast. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you.
That was such an eye-opening conversation with Chris Burrs about ESS60, mitochondrial health, and biohacking longevity. I love how science-backed research is paving the way for better sleep, energy, and recovery. If you're curious to try MyVitalC, Chris has set up a special discount just for my listeners. Head to myvitalc.com/BHB to get $15 off your first order. Remember, the olive oil formula is the most potent and research-backed, so start there. Also, don't forget to check out his book, Live Longer and Better, which dives deeper into longevity science and optimal health strategies. You can grab it on Amazon or directly from their website, where a portion of the proceeds goes to Operation Underground Railroad, an incredible cause fighting human trafficking. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to subscribe, leave a review, and share. This really helps me continue bringing amazing guests and securing great sponsors to keep delivering valuable content to you. Every share, comment, and review makes a huge impact. Thanks for tuning in, and as always, keep biohacking your way to a healthier, longer life.